we change the object of awareness. When we're walking, generally speaking, the most consistent and obvious sensation is the sensation of your feet touching the ground. That's called walking. If your feet aren't touching the ground, let's see. You're either still sitting or you're floating. Or but generally, the breathing for many people is a bit too subtle when you're walking. And of course, when we're walking, we have our eyes open. You know, so you need to, ideally, we try not to focus on any particular thing. Whatever, if you focus on an object, and very often we start thinking about it. That's a tree there. Oh, it's a beautiful tree. Oh, it must be autumn. And so we try to either keep our eyes down a few meters in front of us on the path. And formally speaking, it can be helpful to have a particular walking path that we walk back and forth on, even though it may look a bit strange. But the point is that when you're walking, you need to watch where you're walking. And if you walk back and forth on the same place, you know, maybe initially you have to look quite carefully where you're walking, so you don't trip over something. But if you walk back and forth on the same place and you get familiar with it, you don't need to keep looking outside so much. You can turn your attention inside, as long as the path isn't going to be obstructed by people or cars or something. So generally, we suggest walking either 20 or 30 paces, 20 or 30 steps, and you can count them, or you can kind of designate how far you're going to walk or something. Maybe in the beginning, it's helpful to count. It also helps sometimes to settle your attention counting the steps. But we want to ideally try to be aware of that sensation of walking, not the number of steps we take. But try to experience the sensation, what the sensation of the feet touching the ground is. Have a direct experience of that. And generally we walk at a normal pace, whatever that is. How you find what a normal pace is, you ask the body. How does the body feel? Are you bursting with energy Saturday morning? I haven't done my jog this Saturday morning, so my body's bursting with energy, so I got to walk fast. Yeah. Okay, that's what your body says. Yeah, try and tune into it. Try and attune yourself with the sensation that makes up our experience of body, whatever that is. And your body will tell you, you know, how fast to walk, whether you slow down or walk faster, whatever, but you have to listen to it. And it's non-conceptual. If you try and think about, what did my body say? What language was it speaking? your concepts won't get it. You know, sensations are non-conceptual, ultimately. So you try just to tune into sensation. What does it feel like? And you can maybe even try it, another little exercise you might try for the experienced people is when you're standing at the beginning of your path, just set up the intention in your mind, walk. I'm going to walk right now. And let the body walk for you without me doing it. Okay, I should do that in the afternoon maybe. For the experienced people. If I see somebody standing there for half an hour, right? I know it was a bit premature, that one. But basically, we start off with a beginning of a so-called path of some kind. And you stand there, first of all, be aware of the sensations in the body, just like when we sit. What's the general sensation in the body right now? And if you notice the body is tense, and that means you're conceptualizing it. You know, I'm going to do something. And you notice the body will tense up then. You're trying to attain something or do something. Just relax. Let the body do its thing, you see. The body's more efficient when it's relaxed. And you get to the end of the path. Be aware of the sensation of your feet touching the ground. You get to the end of the path and you stop, turn around. And again, what's the sensation in the body right now? Because many of us have these old habits, and habits generally are blind habits. You just tense up. I'm going to go for it again. The next 20 steps. So be aware of the sensation of the body and then walk again. Back another 20 or 30 steps or whatever. And you stop and turn around and you sensation in the body again and walk again. Similarly, as when you're watching the breathing, if your mind wanders off, just try and bring it back to the sensation of feet touching the ground again. We use that sensation as the main focus for attention. Of course, being, I'll say, practically speaking, it won't be the only object of attention. You know, most people's minds are usually fairly active, especially if you had a busy week thinking. So you notice, oh, mind is a bit distracted. Okay, yep, notice that. Back to sensation of feet touching the ground again. We just observe these particular experiences, but we're using the sensation of feet touching the ground as the main focus for attention, primary focus. And I would say, maybe it's helpful to say not to be too exclusive about it, because the mind has its trips, you know, it does its thing. So, but we can coax it into paying more attention to the sensation of feet touching the ground or the breathing. You can coax it that way, but you can't force it. If you do, it's very repressive, and then it's another big ego there, the kind of tyrannical ego. I'm going to be a meditator. I'm going to do this right. In Buddhism, in meditation practice, I would say there's no right or wrong, really. If you can learn from it, they're both, it may be even more valuable to learn about what you think is wrong, actually. We try and bring everything into the picture. We notice that tendency. Oh, I'm not being the good student. My mind's wandering. Oh, where'd that come from? Huh? Too many years in school. Too many years in university. Okay, you passed the exam, but how do you feel? totally burnt out and miserable. I don't give any gold stars for the best student. We just put these exercises into practice and study who is doing it, what's happening here in this mind and body we call ourself, that we think we have control over. Yeah, we think we have control over? Yeah, take another look. So I think there's a number of places they can walk, outside or inside. I don't think it's raining, but I brought my umbrella anyway. Inside too? And they walk inside?
Yes.
But in here or better upstairs?
I prefer not in this room, but upstairs.
Do leave this for the sitting. Huh?
Yeah.
And if you find it too difficult to do walking meditation, I mean, you can do standing meditation if you like. You know, if you're that's even harder, actually, sometimes. So maybe about half an hour of walking meditation or so. And there'll be a bell rung at 10:45. Any questions so far? Is it reasonably clear? Okay, so if we break for some walking meditation, and ideally we try to bring the calm and awareness we develop here out to the walking path, the concentration and the clarity develop out there, you bring back into here again. So they complement each other and support each other, so it builds up, it's cumulative.